Numbers chapter 28. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Command the sons of Israel and say to them, You must ensure to offer my oblation to me in its season, my bread for my fire offerings, as my sweet fragrance. And you will say to them, This is the fire offering which you will offer to the Lord. 2 one-year-old lambs without blemish per day as a perpetual burnt offering. You will offer one lamb in the morning, and you will offer the second lamb in the evening, with a tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a meal offering, mixed with a quarter of a hin of beaten oil. You will make a perpetual burnt offering, as ordained at Mount Sinai, as a sweet fragrance of a fire offering to the Lord, with its libation, a quarter of a hin per lamb. Pour out the libation of strong wine to the Lord in the holy place. And you will offer the second lamb in the evening. You will offer it like the meal offering of the morning, and like its libation. It is a fire offering of a sweet fragrance to the Lord. And on the Sabbath day, offer 2 one-year-old lambs without blemish, and 2 tenth measures of fine flour as a meal offering, mixed with oil and its libation, a burnt offering on every Sabbath, besides the perpetual burnt offering and its libation. And at the start of your months, you will offer a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bull calves of the oxen, and 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old lambs without blemish, and 3 tenth measures of fine flour as a meal offering, mixed with oil per bull, and 2 tenth measures of fine flour for the meal offering, mixed with oil per ram, and 1/10 measure of fine flour each time for the meal offering, mixed with oil per lamb. It is a burnt offering of a sweet fragrance, a fire offering to the Lord. And their libations will be 1/2 hin of wine per bull, and 1/3 hin per ram, and 1/4 hin per lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year. And 1 buck of the goats will be offered as a sin offering to the Lord, besides the perpetual burnt offering and its libation. And in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, it is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of this month, it is a festival. For 7 days, unleavened bread will be eaten. On the first day, it is a holy convocation. You will not engage in any kind of work. And you will offer a fire offering, a burnt offering to the Lord. You will use 2 bull calves of the oxen, and 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old lambs without blemish. And their meal offering will be fine flour mixed with oil. You will offer 3 tenth measures per bull, and 2 tenth measures per ram. You will offer 1/10 measure each time per lamb for the 7 lambs, and 1 goat as a sin offering to atone for you. You will carry these out apart from the burnt offering in the morning, which is the perpetual burnt offering. You will act according to these instructions each day for 7 days as bread of a fire offering, as a sweet fragrance to the Lord. It will be done in addition to the perpetual burnt offering and its libation. And on the 7th day you will hold a holy convocation, and you will not engage in any kind of work. And on the day of the first fruits, when you offer a new meal offering to the Lord, on your festival of weeks, you will hold a holy convocation, and you will not engage in any kind of work. And you will offer a burnt offering as a sweet fragrance to the Lord, 2 bull calves of the oxen, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old lambs, with their meal offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3 tenth measures per bull, 2 tenth measures per ram, and 1 tenth measure each time per lamb for each of the 7 lambs, and 1 buck of the goats to atone for you. You will do this apart from the perpetual burnt offering and its meal offering. You will use animals without blemish with their libations.